Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast that's available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I am your host, Minister R.T. Rodriguez, and I truly hope that God has been guiding you this week, that you've been moving this week, that you've been getting better, that you've been able to get more swole and the soreness is not there as much, and that you're able just to deal with things that you haven't been able to deal with, and that you're able to come through better on the other side of it, that you've been able to move differently, that you've been walking differently, you've been talking differently, not the same things that that used to upset you, that you've been getting better in every aspect of it. When I sit and say that we're building up our faith muscle, I truly believe that our faith muscle has been building, that we have been getting stronger, that we have been getting better. This week's episode title is, I Ain't Scared Anymore. I need you to text that to somebody. I need you to tell somebody that. I need you to post about it and say, I ain't scared anymore. This week's title, the verse that we're going to be coming out of is Psalms 27. Psalms 27. If you have God's word and would like God's word, give me an amen. Psalms 27 reads as this: The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I'm attacked, I will remain confident. I am not scared anymore. Before we start this episode, I'd like to go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come to you right now. We ask you to remove everything out of our way, God, that we can solely focus on you. God, we ask you to fill us up, that you lift us up. God, we give you all the glory, God, in every situation, every circumstance that we are in. God, they ask that you just move in our life, God. You set that devil down. You by his hands and his feet. That the Holy Spirit is the only spirit that has free flow movement about in our place, God. Remove everything that's not pure in your eyes. God, let us be stronger with you. And let us walk with you right now. And in your name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Y'all, I'm excited again. I want to jump right into this episode. I'm not here to play any more games. You know, I quit school because of recess. I'm here. I want to dive deep because I feel like your faith muscle needs to be built up even more. I want you to tell you, I ain't scared anymore. And I truly believe when I say it and say, I'm not scared of anything anymore. I used to live in fear. I used to be the one that doubted. I used to be the one that just didn't know what to do because I'm afraid what people were going to say about me. I'm not scared anymore. We want to go back to the Psalm of David over here in Psalms 27. It clearly states this, that the Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? And I want to stop it right there. Why should we be afraid when we trust in God and everything? Why should we be afraid when we know that we're in a dark place, that our God is right there? He is the light. Why should we be afraid when we know that God is with us in every aspect of our life? Why should we be afraid when we know that he's got every situation already played out in his hand? Why should we be afraid when we know that he formed us in our mother's womb? Why should we be afraid? The reason why I believe that we are afraid at times is because we still put too much emphasis on everybody else and what they think about us, or what they said to us when we were younger, what they said to us the other day, who are saying that, oh, you're not what you need to be. You should be better off right now than where you're at. You shouldn't have A, B, C, and D. Well, I'm telling you right now, my brothers and sisters, that I'm not doing A, B, and C. I'm doing what God has actually laid out for me. I'm exactly where I need to be at in my life. I don't have a 5-year plan. I don't have a 10-year plan. I haven't been laid out. All I know is I trust in God in every step that I take. Every decision that I make, I trust God that is guiding me by this. He is my light and my salvation. He's the one that I turn to. I believe that he died and 3 days later he rose again. He saved me. When I was down in the streets, when I was down in the jail cell, when I was down in the cellar, when I should have been buried underneath the prison or the jail, or when I was drinking so much alcohol and smoking so many drugs and taking so many pills that everything should have killed me, God says, no, I need you. I'm going to save you. I am not scared anymore. Yes, I used to be that way. Yes, I used to run with people. Yes, I used to not do things like I was supposed to, but here I am now doing things better. It may not be the way you look like it. It may not be the way that you think I should be doing it, but I trust in God and what He's doing for me. He's the one that wakes me up in the morning. No one else wakes me up in the morning. No one else is the one I turn to when I get a bad diagnosis. I'm not sure who I'm trying to talk to today. I don't talk to anybody about when I go through my depression and my anxiety. When I go so far down deep where I feel like taking my own life, I don't rely on anybody else but God. Say, God, I need you to help me out right now. I need us to go higher, God. I need you to build me up. I need you to make me stronger right now because you are my light and my salvation. When it's so dark, God, I need you right there because you are my light. I am not afraid anymore. I'm not scared anymore. The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from death. Danger. It says, no matter how deep I go into this water, I will not drown. My haters can't swim in this deep. You can't go with me down this road because you're not willing to go right there with God. I am right here with God. God said, I'm going to take you to the deepest part, and you're not going to sink. You're not going to drown. You're going to float. You're going to be on top of this water, just like we did when he walked with Peter. Peter was walking on the water with Jesus. He's not going to allow you to drown. It says right there, the Bible says that the Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. I mean, the danger is still coming. It's still going to come at me. But I know that when God's right there, He's going to protect me from it. It's not going to penetrate me. You can say what you want to about me. You can have an ugly scowl on your face. You can be ugly to me all you want to. I'm still going to show you the love that Jesus has. Jesus, the love that I have in my heart for you, I'm going to let you know because Jesus is right there with me. And it's not me that you're seeing. It's not me that you're hearing. It's Jesus. And this is where we got to get to a point of our life that we are not scared anymore. I'm not scared that I have a bill that came out of the blue or an attack that came out of the blue. I'm not scared anymore. I'm going to accept that. I'm going to be with it. I'm going to be able to lie still in my storm, just like Jesus did on the boat when he lied still in the storm. I'm not trying to tell you anything you already don't know. But I'm telling you right now, this is where we need to go bigger at. Now, I know that you may not like the circumstances that you are in right now, but I'm here to tell you right now that God, that my Jesus is right there with you. He gave us his only son to sacrifice for us. So he shows that he truly loves you, that you're not going to go anywhere without him. You're not going to do this walk by yourself without him. He's right there with you. I want to read a little bit longer there. So why should I tremble when all the danger is if he's protecting me? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and my folks attack me. Oh, I misspoke to my foes. But you may have some people in your family that like to come at you and attack you. Oh, he ain't doing it right. Oh, she ain't doing it right. Oh, y'all don't think y'all a little bit too high and mighty for what you're doing. No, I know what I'm doing. I know that I'm trusting in God and not in you anymore. I know that what you said to me when I was a little kid, it don't affect me anymore. I remember, but I don't forget. I know that I'm better than what everybody said I was. I know I'm doing things better than what I ever thought I was going to do. Yeah, I'm not perfect, but I'm still working to be better. And I understand. And no matter what I go through, my God is going to be my light. He's going to protect me so that I do not get devoured by my enemies, that my foes can attack me. And I know that when they do attack, they're going to stumble and fall. Then they can't come close to me because I know that my God is with me in it. I know that he's going to move in that way forward. And that no matter how much they try to come at you, my God is going to be right there with you. I am not scared anymore. They will stumble and they will fall. That means they will not get close to you. They can say what they want to about you, but it's just words. And what we can do is, as Christians and believers of God, as we be getting swole in this ministry and our church is getting really, really tight, is when you show them the love. I thank him when the troubles come at me. I thank, because that's when I know I'm doing something right. That's how I know the devil's trying to come at me in every way. That's when I'm doing something right. When I'm walking and I'm doing good, when you start to see the the results from going to the gym, when you start seeing the results that you've been in your word, that you've been meditating, that you've been studying, that you've been laying on your face and praying, when you've been in that prayer closet. Come on, I don't know if you know about that prayer closet, but when you're in that prayer closet and you've been getting really deep with God, that's when the devil's going to come at you because you're doing something right. He said, oh, I can't have that. I need to step in and intervene right here. I need to send them a Jezebel in their life. I need to send them a troublingness. I need to hit them. I need to blindside them with the bill or with the diagnosis. I need to hit them where it hurts. I need to attack their family. I need to attack their marriage. I need to attack their job. This is when they're going to send somebody that just gets up all up on your nerves when you know that it ain't acting right. He's going to try to take your finances and say, oh God, I don't know what to do because my finances are acting kind of funny. My money's acting kind of funny. My family's acting kind of funny. This is when you know that you're doing something right. So we welcome upon this. We welcome this storm into our life because we have been walking through storms in our life for so long that they don't affect us anymore. The attitudes that we deal with at home with our kids and with our spouse don't affect us anymore. We ain't scared anymore of that. We used to run away from the arguments. We used to run away from the confrontations. But now we ain't scared anymore. Now we're able to have the confrontation. The conversations are not the confrontations. Now we're having holy conversations. And it still might not be the pleasant ways we need to do it, but we have gotten better at that. We're not cussing at each other anymore. We're not arguing like we used to anymore. We don't take everything to offense anymore like we used to, because we've been getting better in what we've been doing. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. I told you, I am not scared anymore. Yes, God has guarded my heart. He has protected my heart because he knows that this is where it gets to. He bled for us. When that hole was in your heart, he was there hanging on a cross for us. And he wants to heal that. But we have to continue to give it to him. You can't fill that hole up your heart with anything else. Your boo ain't going to fill it up. That money's not going to fill it up. The promotion's not going to fill it up. But God is the one that's going to fill it up. We're chasing after Jesus. He's chasing after us. No matter how far you may try to run from him, he's right there. He's going to match you stride for stride. God does not get tired. He does not grow weary. And so we got to do the same thing for him. We got to continue to stay vigilant. We got to stay on our P's and Q's because the devil's going to try to come at us and try to get us at us in a slick way. What you talking about, preacher? What I'm trying to tell you right now is when they try to come at you in every way, when they press you, this is what all this pressure that you got coming up on you, when you feel that pressure upon your shoulders and you feel like I can't go anymore, that this weight that I'm carrying is so bearable that I can't do it anymore. God said, no, I need you to squat down and come back up better on the other side of it. I'm going to build up those foundations that we have been building. And that's what we have been doing. We have been building this foundation for Jesus. We've been building this foundation that we're building up our faith muscle because we're not scared anymore. I used to be scared, but I'm not scared of anything anymore. Because I've been through those times where we didn't have any money to feed our family. When I didn't know if the marriage was going to make it, I don't know if I was going to be able to get through school. I don't know if I was raising my kids right. I don't know if what we were going through was the right thing to do. But I know that with God in every decision of our life, when I turn it over to him and say, God, I ask that you step in right now and I need you to heal this relationship. I need you to heal this brokenness. God, you chose me to stop the generational curse right here. You chose me to be the one that stepped in what it needed to be stepping into. It stops right here with me. Because you know that we are built differently for this. We know that we're able to handle things that other people can't handle. God, this is why you chose us. And whatever they want to say about us, you can sit there and say, you can post however you want to post, but it's how you live after the sermon is over. It's how you live after you post that post on Facebook. It's how you truly live. It's how you walk with Jesus. It's what your walk is looking like. It's what your talk is talking about. It's, are you really about this life? Are you really about here to do these reps for Jesus? Are Are you really about here to spread and express the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are you sitting to say that when you went through everything you went through, that God was still here and saying, yes, God, it's because of you I went through this. And it's because of you I came out better on the other side of it. I'm not sure who I'm talking to today, but that depression is not going to kill you. The suicidal thoughts, get them out your head right now, because God has a bigger plan for you. That relationship is not going to end you. This right here is going to mend you. He's going to mend this relationship that you've been dealing with for so long that you cannot do. We took our hands off it so he could put his hands on it. Come on, I'm not sure I'm trying to talk to you today. I don't think you caught what I just said. We take our hands off it so he could put his hands on it. And when Jesus puts an anointing on your life, and when he puts his hands upon that relationship, when he puts his hand upon the trouble, that's when everything changes. He is a game changer. He's able to do things that we never thought we could do. He said he can move the mountains. You can come out that valley because of him. And said, my Jesus is right here with me. He's walking with me. He's talking with me. And when they try to get ugly, we know that we're going to smile and say, God, Jesus loves you. Now, no matter what you go through, we ain't scared anymore. We're able to do things that we never thought we were going to do. Never thought we were worthy of it. But God says, you are worthy in my sight. I knew you while you were in your mother's womb. Even when I'm attacked, I will remain confident. I will remain confident because I know I have Jesus with me. He's never going to leave me. Everybody else has maybe left your life, but Jesus is going to stay right there with you. He will be with you in any situation. He's never going to leave you. He's going to hold you tightly. If we go down a little bit in verse 6, and I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place my head high above my enemies. He's telling you right there, that the Bible is telling you that he's going to guard you, that he's going to hide you in his presence. How amazing is it to be hid in God's presence, that he's able to take upon this. So think about this. I ain't trying to keep y'all too much longer. When you have the pink slip on your desk, when you have an eviction notice on your door, come on now, say it. When the divorce papers are on the table, take your hands off of it. Lay in your face and let God put his hands on it. I'm not sure who I'm speaking to today about this, but I ain't scared anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. Give it to God and let him guide it. You got to take your hands off of it. He tells you right here that he is going to hold your head high above the enemies who surround me. Just picture that right now. He is going to put you into the deep waters, but your head's going to be above it. It's not what I'm telling you. It's what the Bible says. Yes, Jesus, you're right there with me. You're moving.